This is Dr. Benjamin Abadaski with Propatient Stella Muhammad. And you can pursue the weight loss, epigastric pain, postpartum epigastric pain. She had a CT scan done. I do not have the full report, but then assessment of the HNP consultant, I saw that appeared to be having patient gastric mass, about 4.3 centimeter. Her date of birth is
they
brought in my stone here. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Date of birth is 7/9/1949. Yeah. 1948, 49. Yeah. Date of birth 7/9/1949. Dr. This is Stella Muhammad, the 7/9/1949, her date of birth, indicated for sure weight loss, 20-pound weight loss, epigastric pain, postprandial, and a CT scan showed 4.3 centimeter mass in the stomach. I do not have the full report available at this particular time. Dr. Akraj, patient with blood pressure, postural, and cardiac vision. After I began to do she was two school or carried by the parents, having the agent to report about what was wrong. Moderate erosive gastritis in the prepulmonary area. I saw a superficial ulceration and also with the nodularity in the mucosa, which is causing a polypoid thickening of the mucosa. Could this be a typical a mass or this could be a submucosal lesion like a leiomyoma or GIST tumor or pancreatic rest? Or granuloma, or lymphoma. Biopsy against slagged and retroperitoneal incisors are about body stone from the cardiac gastro lignum, a picture of posterior bulge junction. Normal Z line, evocation, posterior patient, like a fat gastrosal, normal Z line. Number two, multi body erosive gastritis. Number three, prepyloric area, mucosal wall thickening with the polypoid structure of mucosa with nodularity, the prepyloric area. Rule out some mucosal mass or atypical gastric cancer or rule out GIST tumor or lymphoma or granuloma or lymphoma. And number four, that should be a contributing factor of the her symptoms. And number four, multimodal gonadal biopsy with small testicular ceilings with trace recommendation. Away from the biopsy of the stomach in nodularity and polypoid thickening in the antrum. Even if biopsy comes negative, recommendation upper and after the ultrasound for the evaluation of this, and if needed, ESD, and also fine needle aspiration for annual biopsy. Number two, away from the stomach biopsy, consultation with electrical power retreat therapy. Number three, I will start patient for times 40 milligram per day and clarify 1 gram TID. And away from the smaller biopsy, if all these endoscopic results come negative and inconclusive, then recommend patient to have a CT scan with the pancreatic protocol and also colonoscopy as a worker for colorectal cancer screening as a worker for the weight loss. Follow up to sanitation. Please have the copy of Dr. Salma Chabir and the copy of Dr. Param Sari. They have the show September 10th to 22nd. Patient topic should accomplish.